Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Money Management for Young Adults, From Your First Paycheck to Your First Million, is a personal finance guide by Luke Villerman. Written for young adults who are entering the workforce or already earning income but lack a clear framework for handling money. Positioned in the practical money management and beginner investing space. The book focuses on helping readers make better decisions with their first paycheck rather than waiting until they feel financially established. Its purpose is educational and action-oriented. It explains budgeting, saving, debt reduction, retirement accounts, and early investing in a way that is meant to feel accessible rather than technical. The book also reflects the author's own early start in investing, which gives the advice a direct, experience-based tone as part of the Invest Now, Play Later series. It is designed to build financial confidence at the stage when habits, account choices, and long-term compounding can have the biggest effect. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a first paycheck financial framework instead of improvising. One of the book's central ideas is that young adults should treat their first paycheck as the beginning of a system, not just a source of spending money. That matters because early earning years often set habits that persist for decades. The book therefore emphasizes creating a personal finance roadmap that helps readers decide where each dollar should go before it disappears into unplanned consumption. This approach is practical because it reduces reliance on willpower alone. Rather than presenting money management as a vague aspiration, the book gives readers a structure for handling income, expenses, saving, and investing in a coordinated way. The focus on immediate organization also fits the book's audience, since many recent graduates and early career workers are handling bills, benefits, debt, and savings decisions for the first time. By framing money management around the paycheck cycle, the book makes finance feel concrete, repeatable, and connected to real monthly behavior. Secondly, using budgeting as a tool for control, not restriction. The book treats budgeting as a decision-making tool that creates control over money, rather than as a punishment or a denial of normal life. That distinction is important for young adults, who often hear about budgets in ways that make them sound inflexible or outdated. In this book, budgeting is presented as a way to align spending with priorities, which makes it more adaptable to different income levels and life stages. The practical value of this approach is that a budget becomes a filter. It helps readers see whether current expenses support debt reduction, saving goals, or investing plans. The available descriptions suggest that Villerman explains financial terms clearly, so budgeting is likely handled in a way that lowers intimidation and improves follow-through. For the target audience, this is useful because the first years of earning often involve irregular expenses, new responsibilities, and temptation to overspend. A clear budget gives structure to those transitions and makes other goals easier to pursue. Thirdly, making debt reduction part of the wealth building plan. The book does not treat student loans and credit card debt as isolated problems. It places them inside a broader plan for financial independence. This is important because debt can delay investing, weaken cash flow, and create stress that makes long-term planning harder. By addressing student loans and credit card balances directly, the book acknowledges one of the most common financial realities facing young adults. The value of this section lies in sequencing readers are encouraged to think carefully about how to balance repayment with saving and investing, instead of assuming they must choose. Only one. That kind of planning matters because different debts have different costs and consequences, and young adults need a framework for prioritizing them. The book appears to emphasize action over theory, so the reader is likely guided toward concrete habits that reduce debt while preserving enough stability to keep building financial momentum. In that sense, debt management is not presented as separate from wealth creation, but as one of its foundations. Fourthly, teaching compound growth through early investing and retirement accounts. A defining feature of the book is its emphasis on starting to invest early, including through retirement accounts such as the 401k and Roth IRA. This is one of the clearest differentiators from ordinary budgeting guides because it moves beyond spending control into long-term asset building. The reasoning is straightforward. The earlier money is invested, the longer it has to benefit from compound growth. For young adults, that time horizon is one of their greatest financial advantages, and the book appears designed to make them use it instead of postponing investing until later. The inclusion of retirement accounts also makes the advice more realistic, because many first jobs offer access to employer-sponsored plans or tax-advantaged retirement options. Rather than presenting investing as a specialist pursuit, the book frames it as a necessary part of ordinary financial life. This makes the topic valuable not just for future wealth accumulation, but also for helping readers understand how retirement planning starts with the choices they make at the beginning of their careers. Lastly, making financial literacy accessible through plain language explanations. Another major strength of the book is its effort to translate financial terminology into language that young adults can actually use. Reader feedback and promotional material both suggest that the book is effective at explaining concepts that often feel dense, such as investing, retirement accounts, and money management vocabulary. That accessibility is not a minor stylistic choice. It is central to the book's usefulness. Many young readers avoid financial planning because the subject feels full of jargon, and a guide that explains terms clearly lowers the barrier to entry. The book seems to function almost like a reference guide for common financial ideas, while still tying those ideas to practical next steps. This combination of clarity and application is especially relevant for readers who may know they need to manage money better, but do not know where to begin. By making financial literacy readable and operational, the book helps readers move from confusion to informed action without requiring prior knowledge or advanced mathematical comfort. In conclusion, this book is best suited for young adults in their late teens and 20s, especially recent graduates, early career employees, and anyone receiving a regular paycheck for the first time. It is also useful for parents, mentors, and educators looking for a straightforward personal finance resource that speaks to the realities of entry-level earning, debt, and first-time investing. Its main value is practical. It gives readers a coherent way to think about budgeting, debt repayment, emergency saving, retirement accounts, and early investing at the same time, instead of as separate financial chores. Compared with many books in the personal finance genre, it stands out because it is tightly focused on the transition from first income to long-term financial habits. The tone appears accessible rather than technical, and the advice is framed around actionable steps rather than abstract theory. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want a usable roadmap, not just general encouragement. In a crowded field of money books, its combination of youth-focused guidance, early investing emphasis, and plain language explanation gives it a clear and specific identity. If you would like to support Luke Villerman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.